child without an eye. Made a mother cry. Why ask why? She kept her child clean on Buckingham Green. The children saw the eye.
Thursday, and it's finally time for another regular edition of Jick and Everybody. I'm Jick, and everybody's everybody.
Love everybody.
With me, as always, are Rifflesby the Great and Big Zeno and Paul, the invisible guy who also doesn't talk.
My.
He hangs out in the office. He's invisible and doesn't talk.
Well, how do you know he's not a mime then?
anybody do anything exciting in the last couple weeks?
Nope.
I've been playing a shitload of Castlevania Portrait of Ruin for the DS.
Oh yeah, I've been doing that too.
I got the 1,000% map completion and all the optional quests done and every character unlocked, including the one where you just have to kill 1,000 old axe armors to unlock the old axe armor as a playable character.
I'm working on leveling up the friggin' Bible and holy water now.
Yeah.
That's a pain in the ass.
You do it while you're farming those minotaurs, you get a lot of money. Of course, you don't need money because you're a dirty cheater.
Yeah, I cheated for the money.
Dirty cheating bastard.
I resisted cheating all the way. I didn't cheat for stats, just for money.
You could farm those final guards and get that sword.
I did, yeah. Except I haven't been using it much actually, because
really?
It turns out the the holy sword or whatever it is, the one you can buy in the shop for like 300,000.
Oh yeah, see, I didn't get that because I didn't cheat and get infinite money. You cheating jerk. Rick's a cheating jerk.
It's like attack value is actually a little smaller, but it does holy damage.
It's like 100 and holy instead of 120. Classless. Yeah, well, you know, I guess a lot of the bosses are susceptible to holy damage on account of them being unholy and all.
Yeah, most things in the game seem to be affected by holy damage.
That's kind of the point, though, isn't it?
Did you farm anything else interesting?
Nope, not really.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I just sat and killed monsters over and over again. I gotta say that I'm a little... I never did beat Dawn of Sorrow or whatever the last DS one was. Like,
you should
I just
go back and beat it, then.
Should I?
Sure.
I don't know. I didn't. It didn't grab me. Like the whole soul collecting thing. Just it was like, you know, I can understand. Like, all right, well, I want to kill every monster in the game, you know, until it drops something. But having to kill every monster in the game until it drops 9 of them is like.
Do you actually get something for doing that?
Well, yeah. The more of the souls you have, the more powerful the attack is. Well,
yeah, but I mean, do you get something for getting 9 of everything?
No, but I mean, you get a sense of completion, you know.
So just find a soul that you like the way it works and get 9 of those. And
yeah, but then you don't. Then you haven't completed it. You haven't truly owned all over the game like I owned all over Portrait of Ruin.
Yeah, I see.
Of course, I guess I have to beat the game with all the sub-characters, which I'm just not going to do. But no, it's a good game. It's renewed my commitment to the idea that we need to start making platformers. What we need to do is we need to hire a Flash guy, and we need to just start making platformers. And somebody will notice us, and we'll actually be able to make a Game Boy game. Like, I seriously think that if we just keep making a bunch of platformers and making them available for free on the web, and they're actually fun, that we'll be able to just start making Game Boy games.
There's platform-jumping games. Game Boy games now.
I hate platform-jumping games.
No, you don't. You like Castlevania. I'm talking
that's
about...
That's not the same, though.
But that's a platformer in my mind. The Metroidvania games are... Okay, so we start making Metroidvania games.
Okay.
Except, see, what I want is a game like Portrait of Ruin, but with more and probably smaller environments. And a lot more of an RPG element to it. You know, like you find different towns, and, you know, in those towns there are people that send you different places for different things.
That'd be pretty cool.
And, you know, it's got the same kind of, like, ability to, like, farm stuff and play the content over and over again if you want to, you know, keep leveling up or whatever, because, you know, that it's just kind of a given that monsters are going to respawn in a game like that, you know. But you don't have to, you know, and it's like you can go for total completion on it if you want, you know. There's a lot of opportunities to put in, you know, hidden things and multiple kinds of weapons and stuff, and, you know.
I've been starting to boil up that other game idea we had with the robots, and
I
had some. I might try and get some of it down on paper while I'm out on holiday.
High heat in the hopes of turning the liquid to vapor.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we were going to put it on the computer, though, not paper.
Well, you know what I mean.
We could make origami. It could be. It's our origami robot game where you just make robots out of origami and then throw them at each other.
You flick them around like little paper footballs.
Yeah. Or you just make little paper footballs and draw robots on them.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, my robot's more powerful because I put a nickel inside the paper football.
I put a quarter.
Sorry, 5 nickels beats a quarter.
In some crazy world, it does.
5 nickels apparently has more than a quarter's worth of metal in them.
A penny has more than a penny's worth of metal in it.
Yep, and it's now illegal to melt them down for that purpose.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, how could you tell?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
if you got a forge and can melt coins,
I wouldn't want a forge. I think you should shell out the extra money and get a real one.
They'd start going around with those things they use to find people growing weed in their closet. You know, like, because I would imagine that a forge would probably show up on one of their, what do you call that? Ultraviolet. Like the predator. They hire predators to work.
That sounds likely.
For the narcotics scene. Yeah, and they
that sounds likely.
They've got this sweet deal. It's like I will point out all of the drug dealers in an entire neighborhood as long as I get to keep 10% of the skulls of the drug dealers. And the police are like, yeah, we don't fucking care about drug dealers, man. Knock yourself out. And so it's like, yeah, you don't hear about it, man, because you can't see them.
Don't the predators want, like, wily and strong prey? I don't think they'd be satisfied with most drug dealers. They'd have to work out something like I don't know, like your most vicious and evil killer on death row in exchange for...
They throw them both into, like, a junkyard.
Yeah.
And then they have to build a car out of stuff they find in the junkyard. It's like that episode of Star Trek, except instead of killing each other, they have to have a race. So they have to build a car and then race it. Predator versus murderer.
Yeah, and the predator's car has spikes in the wheels, and he just runs them off the road.
Scrapyard Challenge was a good show.
Was it?
Yeah.
I never actually saw it. It seemed like it would be cool.
They had some really neat ones. There was one where, like, they had to build a functioning hovercraft. They had a race that was, like, both... It was, like, this obstacle course race over land, and then the second heat of it was, like, on the surface of this lake.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess we can get to questions. Stepan Razor says, could you please add an item called hypnagogic sponge cake? I'm not sure why, but somebody at Gmail is having a 0.5% joke at our expense. I verified this. If you go into Gmail and use the word hypnagogic and use the spell checker, it changes it to the word sponge cake.
That's awesome.
What? Why is that? What, is that a reference to something that I... this guy implying that it's a 0.5% joke, you know.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming it means a joke that only 0.5% of the population gets, you know. Fred Levi says, say, wait a second. Why doesn't the Crimbor Collective Factory have a 1 after its name? It doesn't take adventurers to go there? No, that's why all the lag has been so bad. I fixed it today, though. It starts taking a turn. It started taking a turn a few minutes ago. C. Wraith says, while making fun of my poor memory of adventure names is amusing, you completely neglected the fact that I reported a bug someone else had seen and I verified. Once more, choice adventures that result in another choice adventure are putting an empty results box at the top page on the follow-up choice adventure. Thank you, C. Wraith, and I fixed that earlier today. Dreamer TK says, is Crimbo Town some sort of lure to drive our attention away from the mafia penguins at the beach? Are they going to pop out of our advent calendars and steal all of our Crimbo toys? That would be awesome if everything that came from the
now.
New Zones disappeared on December 26th. Sorry, you guys spent too much time there. Yeah, speaking of mafia and the Crimbo Zones, have you been following that whole...
No.
Only very peripheral.
He apparently removed support for the new zones from it, and then changed the data file format so that none of the ways that people normally manually updated their stuff works anymore, and then just disappeared from the thread. He's like, I'm not looking at this thread until after Christmas.
Why did he do that, did he say?
Because he asked people not to just rampantly abuse Mafia to multi-farm the Crimbo Zones, and everybody just kept doing it anyway. And, people in the thread were like, yeah, fuck you. You can't tell us how to use this. And he was like, fuck you. Actually, yes, I can. Here, enjoy the new version, douchebag. And,
I mean, he can't, like, force people to upgrade, though.
Yeah, but so for some reason, though, I don't know. This did effectively. And the thing is, it fucking cut. It cut our simultaneous number of players by about 25%.
Wow.
It's been pretty consistently lower since that happened. And it's, I don't know, I think we looked at it and about a quarter of the turns played were Mafia.
Man.
Which, you know, he made the statement in the thread, like, scripting multis that you wouldn't normally use during periods of heavy abuse, or during periods of heavy lag like this, is multi-abuse. And they were like, no, it's not, you asshole. But the thing is, it kind of is.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just incredibly inconsiderate. I mean, you were, oh, but I have to use Mafia because it's so slow. It's too slow to play the turns by hand. Well, you know what?
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, if nobody was using Mafia to play the turns, it fucking wouldn't be. You know, if everybody wasn't getting their fucking months-old multis out of mothballs just to, like, farm the new content.
And this stuff is going to be incredibly undervaluated for months.
Yeah, it's not going to be worth anything. yes. possibly ever.
There are so many people farming it that it's going
and
to
And I'm
take
sure
years.
The Multizar will be eagerly watching to for all the transactions of people sending dozens and dozens of yos and razor spiked yo-yos to their mains so that he knows exactly who to destroy.
Is the Crimbo stuff from last year worth anything now?
I don't remember what it was.
I mean the yo-yos and the kites and stuff.
I think the dollhouses received a small amount of popularity because they were
the
like
chocolates are worth in the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, well those will be too. But I mean, you know, because the new ones.
I think that was about it.
Yeah, those also. I forgot to push out the shit to the live server, so they've been coming out for 2 days and nobody's been able to use them. So I pushed that today.
Yeah, I've been like completely out of pocket. I'm being a bad developer.
Yeah. Well. Well, it's everybody's kind of it's been a nothing couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But now that I'm not sick anymore, I'm actually going to start coming to work.
Woo!
Just in time for me to leave on holiday.
Yeah. So Riff's taking off for what? 2 weeks?
Yeah, till the 29th.
2 weeks and 1 day. 2 weeks? No, exactly 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All those I can't tell which color is which on those.
Riff is purple.
Riff is purple, but so are
Josh
and Jim.
Yeah. So
I'm the. Well, let's see.
I'm the
second purple in the third week, and the first purple in the fourth week.
Yeah. Our calendar organization system leaves a little bit to be desired. My trip's not even on there because I don't know when I'm leaving yet. Me and Hot Stuff on our little flowers in hair trip to San Francisco that I'm so excited about.
That sounds fabulous.
It's going to be fabulous. Grug the Just says, could you just change the pith helmets plural to plexiglass pith helmets? No. That wouldn't be fabulous at all. Slow on Me says, the sword behind inappropriate preposition should give you 4 turns of beaten up if you end a sentence with a preposition with it equipped. By the way, I love that definition of sideways you were talking about. I personally have a soft spot in my heart for Mexican avalanche. Ah, me too. Can't wait till I have a place with stairs again.
I'm sure your wife can't either.
Vlad Slipshod says, you hold a match in front of the can of hairspray and hose down the ice cube. It melts into a harmless puddle and pours down the steps. I'm sure it's been asked before, but where did I get that match, and why couldn't I use it before now? Every time you use the hairspray in combat, you pull out a match and use it. It's attached to the hairspray.
Yeah, every can of hairspray comes with a free match.
Yeah.
The only one, though.
Yeah. The little strip to light it with is on the side of the can.
Yeah. It's actually on the side of the match.
Or it's on the bottom of your shoe. You ever see someone light a match with their foot?
No. I've
strike anywhere match?
Yeah, I learned how to strike anywhere matches with my thumbnail.
I wish it was possible to get those still.
I think it is. I think you can still periodically find them, like, at grocery stores is the only place that I ever got them.
I was going to say at, like, military overstock stores or whatever.
I don't know.
I remember once in high school, I glued a strip from a matchbox to the bottom of my shoe so I could do that trick with regular matches.
Huh.
That's pretty funny.
It wore off too quickly, though.
If you put it like the heel of the foot, or the arch of your foot, it might work. Because that doesn't hit the ground. But
you put it in your armpit.
That'd be really cool.
That would be hot, wouldn't it?
Hey, you want a light? And then you light it in your armpit and then hold it out and they'd be like, no, actually. I think I saw somebody with a match somewhere else.
I saw somebody whose hair was on fire.
Intermission says, how about some Gru the Wanderer references / items? At least I sure hope you guys know this comic book series. It's great.
Yeah,
that's
great,
Sergio Aragonés. Yeah. I've never actually read it, I don't think.
I had, like, I don't know if they're still viable as comic books or if they got destroyed in the various basements that I had them stored in, but I had every single issue from, like, the first two publishers that published it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it actually good?
I remember it as being funny, but I was, like, in junior high at the time, so I don't know if I'd still find them quite as funny.
Hmm.
And as they tended to, as the series went on, they tended to recycle the jokes, kind of.
Hmm.
I mean, they kind of ran. I mean, it was like couple hundred issues of this wandering, stupid-ass warrior accidentally blowing shit up, and there's only so many times you can have those sorts of situations before you start to run out of gags, you know?
I guess so. I mean, he seems to have some range. I mean, just I pretty much know him from the marginals in Mad, and I mean that, you know, those are consistently, at least, like, I wouldn't call them.
I mean, even
funny.
When
I guess
reading,
they're like,
they
oh, that's kind of cute.
They just
sometimes
weren't as good as they started out.
I don't know. Let's see. Another request. We have so many balloons, but still no water balloon. How about something brick-like for summon hilarious objects? It's fine for a Crimbo in December, since in the southern hemisphere, blah, blah. What?
Oh, yeah. We still didn't put out a new hilarious thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to slow down eventually, so.
Yeah.
Max Vance says, there should be a counter for the number of days you have the toy jetpack equipped, so eventually you'd figure out how to use it and get a different intrinsic from it. Now, it's got a heuristic processing unit in it, so as soon as you figure it out, it starts behaving in a different way so that you can't ever actually get used to it. Yeah. We thought of that.
You're too busy hitting your head against the branches of trees and, like, cities and stuff to,
hitting your head on the branches of cities?
The undersides of Jetson's houses.
Yeah.
I think I've asked this before, but did you guys ever see the long intro to the Jetsons where they explain that they all live up there because we polluted the surface of the earth so much that it became uninhabitable? Crazy.
I've heard about that, but I've never seen a long intro.
Environmentalist thing. It was either a long intro or it was like the pilot or something. Because I remember seeing it when I was a kid, when I used to get up and eat my, the X Entertainment article about oatmeal swirlers. I used to eat the shit out of some oatmeal swirlers when I was a kid, while sitting in bed and watching the Jetsons on my 3-inch black and white TV before school, or the Flintstones, or occasionally Transor Z. Do you remember Transor Z?
I never saw Transor Z.
It was this weird Voltron knockoff. Or it was like a giant robot that it came out of this swimming pool. Like there was a big like reflecting pool at the base of the place, and it would like, you know, it would open and the water would fall into it like the Red Sea parting or whatever, and then Transor Z would come out of it, and then there was also Bobobot, which was like the robot, the giant robot owned by the like sort of goofy mechanic who worked on Transor Z, and then there was another, there was like a female robot whose nipples were missiles.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I remember it being cool. The weird thing is, I don't know if there were toys or not. Like, I don't know if it was a toy, you know, toy commercial the way that you know, like, She-Ra was on for a few seasons, too, which was definitely just a toy commercial.
Yeah.
But, man, did you have the She-Ra villain that was all the different body parts that you'd put together?
No.
I find parts of that in every other set of toys from when I was a kid. I need to eventually get them all in one place and build the monstrosities I used to build.
He was awesome. Now, I never had any Masters of the Universe stuff. I was pretty much just Transformers and Transformer knockoffs like GoBots and stuff.
Huh. I had Star Wars toys and Masters of the Universe toys. That's pretty much. Like I had a few Transformers, but never like what you'd call a collection. I don't think. Because I guess like all the Star Wars toys were from when I was like a little, like real little, and then the Masters of the Universe were kind of after that. Because I mean, Masters of the Universe didn't really come out, and I feel like until after Empire came out. I don't know. That may not be true.
Right. I'm not sure.
I never had like a lot of Masters of the Universe stuff. I don't know, like 7 or 8 action figures, and I had Castle Grayskull.
Castle Grayskull was pretty cool.
Right? It was.
Who had that?
It was this weird, like, just castle-y stuff inside it. Like the big rack of weapons and the stickers that looked like stuff. There was a trap door. Yeah. Snake Mountain was... I remember somebody had Snake Mountain, and it had the snake head came off, and it was like a thing that would change your voice into Skeletor's voice.
Was that the one with the puppet?
I don't know.
There was one that had like a rubber glove puppet of a snake.
I don't think so. Because the snake that was coiled around Snake Mountain, I'm pretty sure, detached, and it was like a little voice-changing microphone. Okay. Uber Doodle Boy says, I like the toothsome rock, especially because toothsome isn't used correctly. This reference is a comment on the December 11th show. It's not just random criticism slash prop style. Okay. Jedi Peacekeeper says, hi there. Are you still planning on making more pixel items, like the Metroid Familiar, or an ice-climbing hammer, or a big barrel combat item? More old-school items would make people happy. I do kind of agree that it would be neat if there was something you could make with just black pixels, or just black pixels and like maybe a red or green or blue or two, because that way people farming the white ones for the key would actually be able to do something else in there, you know?
What would they do?
I don't know. I mean, I was trying to think of black stuff in...
maybe like a combat item that takes two or three.
Yeah.
Like a bullet bill. A really low-res bullet.
Or a really annoying bat.
Yeah, yeah.
Which could pretty much be from any game ever.
Yeah, it's only... The bullet bill's already a monster.
Yeah.
And the bat, I mean, those are blue also.
Well, it depends on the game.
That's true.
I mean, the ones in Castlevania were black.
Was there any game where there were... Ah, you know what it could be? It could be those little worms from Out of This World that just bite you on the foot and you die.
Oh, man, yeah. I just that one video clip when it kills you, you see the worm and then its tooth flicks out, and then you die.
That's pretty much the extent of that game in my mind, because I think I got
as far as getting successfully captured by the aliens instead of just being shot by them, but I don't think I ever got further than that.
Yeah. I played through Monkey Island. I need to find that giant box of legitimately purchased Lucasfilm games that you had here.
I think they're on the network drive shelf.
Yeah. No, I'd like to. Do you have them on a DVD that I could borrow and dump on my computer at home?
I'm pretty sure I do. Yeah. Remind me after the show and I'll dig it out.
Yeah, because there are a lot of those that I never played that I would like to. I don't think I ever finished. I decided that I was going to play the second Monkey Island without spoilers, and I think I just never got anywhere. Winter Bay says, when fighting a monster that does not drop meat and using a black plastic oyster egg, you still gain 300 to 400 meat. Intended or an oversight? Intended and an oversight.
It's both.
Some dude in chat called Ethan says to tell you hi.
Oh, hi, Ethan. Zumbini666 says, do super likely adventures happen earlier the higher level you are? I've noticed that if I forget to get a screwdriver or a plus sign until I'm level 10, it drops almost immediately. Total coincidence.
Yeah.
Ender the Wumpa says, any chance that the names in the clan activity log could be clickable? And while you are there, could Rumpus Room purchases have their own part of the log? I don't know why Rumpus Room purchases would need to have their own part of the log. I can't imagine that happens all that frequently.
Yeah, but it costs so much that you'd want to know when someone did it.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I don't know. The way that those are stored, I wouldn't be able to just look at it and make the names clickable. But I might could change the way that the log insertion thing works. Because there's no reason for it not to be a link to the profile, you know?
I suppose.
So I don't know if the... I don't remember. I think the log thing just takes the last part of the sentence as an argument, because I think it actually does display the name of the person. I think it stores the name of the person as text.
Well, let me look at it.
Yeah. It might be pretty easy to actually make it
make
it clickable.
Zulu.
Vaginal Bloodfart says, has anyone ever created content that, after seeing Jick's drawing, varied wildly from your original idea? What do you do if this happens? I mean, most of the time the content is written and then I draw it. I think there are things that I draw that are not the way that people who wrote them imagine them. Like the Krimborg elves were supposed to actually be robots. I just didn't read the descriptions when I The cat just clawed Riven in the nuts.
Leg.
We don't actually, we store the name and player ID, but it's not in, like, a separate column. It's in the entry.
It's in the actual text, yeah. So, I mean, maybe
but it's always the first thing, though.
Yeah, but it's not, like, I think that if we're going to do it, we need to actually store it as a link.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is going to mess with old ones. Old
yeah, ones. Yeah, well, they it won't mess with them, they just won't be linked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, those things go away after a month or so anyway, right?
Yeah. I'll throw that in my pile of things to do when I'm bored.
Right. Hagula says, you should be able to zap the amulet of extreme plot significance into an amulet of extreme plot significance, as in just as significant, but only if your quest involves winning it in a skateboard competition or using it to snowboard or something.
We can make it zap into an amulet of Yendor.
Oatgan says, will it ever be possible to get critical hits with combat items? No. Hagula says, you should be able to combine fire and a pole arm of some sort to create a firearm or a fire leg. Yeah. Also, the pixel shield should work like a continuum transfunctioner if you're wearing the entire rest of the 8-bit outfit. Alternatively, the 8-bit suit could give you access to the 8-bit realm by itself. No. You have to use the transfunctioner. Tom93 drew the, you know, that epic awesome picture thing? Well, I drew it. It's a little bit lame and half-finished at the moment, but whatever. And it's totally a dragon, and on the back of the dragon is a unicorn, and on the back of the unicorn is a wizard fighting the dragon.
Awesome.
Enemy Lasagna says, the effect the Q is talking to you should make you randomly say in chat, this cough syrup is great. Rule 5 says, when you're fighting in the Goatlet, does the game check your flags to see if you've already completed the Trapsor quests, and if you have, give you 3 cheese in a row? Seems like. Di Vernon says, when people have the preposition sword equipped, they can essentially break the repetition filter by hitting enter multiple times, since the prepositions will be different. Yeah, but they're also not repeating the same thing, so.
Yeah.
I guess you could just type on, and then slam enter a bunch of times, and it would just show you saying a bunch of prepositions. That's kind of cool, actually. I would like it if I was in chat and everyone decided to do that at the same time. Bingo host Age says,
time you're in chat.
I'm in Ur base mining Ur fish. Mining for our fish. The D-Virginizer says, just curious as to whether or not any of you had played the game Settlers of Catan or any of the expansions, Seafarers, Cities, and Knights. It seemed like it might be something that would appeal to a couple of you. Yeah, I played several games of Settlers of Catan while we were at the costume party house for the last KOL con. And the way that it works, in my experience, it's a game where, you know, you play a fun strategy game for a while, and then Nightmare just fucks everyone over and wins. That's my experience of Settlers of Catan.
I think mechanically it's a really solid game, but I just find the theme so boring. That
I like it with the exception that I really, the thief as a mechanic really, really bothers me.
Really?
Because it's not, it basically adds a player versus player element to the game even during the cooperative phases, because you pretty much have to fuck somebody. If you roll, you know, a 7 on your turn, not only do you not get anything, nobody else gets anything either, but you have to fuck someone. You know, and it's like I don't like being forced to do that. It's not like I don't get mad at the thief, you know, like, oh, damn that thief who stole my stuff. It's like, fuck you, Nightmare. You know, and it's like, I mean, I understand it's just kind of like a tax or whatever. I mean, I suppose that I wish the thief moved randomly. I guess that's my thing. I wish that the thief moved randomly. If the thief moved randomly, then I would think, okay, that's just a part of the game that is fucking with us. But since it doesn't, then, you know,
I mean, you could always roll a die for it or something.
Yeah. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, any chance of stuffed angry cows being made multi-usable a la meat smithing guides? Being able to beat up a whole bunch at once would dramatically improve my enjoyment of the item. Oh, I don't know. Count says, potato sprout plus mohawk wig plus spooky eyeliner equals emo potato. It could de-level enemies by giving them the stink eye, badly singing remakes of old music, and it could give them AIDS. Why would it give them AIDS? Where did it get AIDS? Punks don't have AIDS. Emo kids don't have AIDS, do they?
Potatoes.
Oh, potatoes have AIDS?
Yes. That's why I have to cook them for so long, so it gets all the AIDS out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because they've been drinking so much Pepsi.
Probably. That makes sense.
Does it?
No, there was that ad campaign that Coke had for a while that was da 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 Pepsi gives you AIDS, and that they had to take it off the air because, like, you know, they were Pepsi was like no it doesn't, but the damage was done, man. Now everybody believes that Pepsi gives you AIDS. I won't drink it.
I won't drink it either.
Yeah, I won't drink it either.
Want to get AIDS? I mean, yeah.
Sounds like something that would have come out of a Negative Land album.
Fred Levi says, with all these de-leveling skills for Disco Bandit, it would be neat if they could link them all together into one dance like a turtle tamer can with butts. Turtle tamers can do anything with butts. Yeah, I've been thinking about making that work in a way that not that you can chain them together, but that there are specific things that sort of get unlocked when you do them in specific orders. I think, like, just kind of a silent tracking.
Would it be silent but deadly?
Like silent rip, the cheat commando. Yeah. Speaking of which, I seem to not be sick anymore, but I moved into the just unstoppable and constant farting stage of the illness. I think all the virus has moved into my colon and is now just like, I guess they keep blowing up balloons. And then letting them out. I don't know that we, like, generate more gas than was already in there, but...
At least you're not in the uncontrollable sharting thing.
Yeah, no, that would have been bad. Because there was that brief diarrhea phase, and if the brief diarrhea phase and the uncontrollable farting phase had happened at the same time, yeah.
Or that, like, that boxer fart or diarrhea phase.
The what?
Never mind. Get brief.
Boxer? Oh, brief.
Get it?
Yeah.
Great. Except for the part where it wasn't, which was when it started.
Max Vance says, the awful poetry journal should be combat usable. You could reuse it, but it would sometimes hurt you when you use it. Winterbay says, it seems that the fix of the stuffed alien blob made the stuffed doppelshifter a bit angry, so now it says it's a stuffed alien blob when used and isn't consumed. Something that should be fixed, maybe? Ugh.
God damn it.
Hogula says, why is there no guaranteed hit skill for ranged weapons? Hitting Rudolphus of Kryborg with an icicle should produce some sort of special message. Wait, why? Oh, because he's a communist. I get it. Same for hitting the Gathering of Angels with a ray gun. That I don't get.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Furtawoon says, how about making pixel goggles that enable you to use the disturbing fanfics? Where you can adventure among adult-oriented pics of boys/girls of loathing, all pixelated, censored. I get it. Anikaju says, shouldn't asbestos weapons from the Trapster Quest provide some amount of hot resistance? No.
Only if they also give you cancer.
I mean, there aren't a lot of weapons that give you resistance, are there? I mean, there's the umbrella, which kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, if you're sitting there with, like, a sword and something breathes fire at you, you can't, like, block the fire with your sword, you know? Like, if something was breathing frogs at you. if you had a tennis racket, then sure, that could give you some measure of frog protection.
I totally want to see the dragon that has the breath weapon of frog.
Yeah, that was one of the things that, one of the just very, very early things that I wanted to put in the game was the frog-breathing dragon, but it just never... We don't have any dragons, really, except for the boner dagon.
That kind of... It seemed like it sort of became a rule.
The no dragon
no
rule?
No dragons.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not specifically anti-dragon. Pretty anti-Aragon. But I was reading the Wikipedia article about Aragon just to see if, like, there's widespread criticism of it just being crap, and there pretty much is. It's like, you know, this is very, very derivative, and everybody knows it. You're like, okay, I get it that you're 15, but, like, a lot of 15-year-olds write a lot of derivative crap, you know. I guess I shouldn't. Maybe I'm just jealous, because I didn't have anything published when I was 15.
Weird. I don't know why this isn't removing the item.
Naked Jew says, also, remember when Zlyania forwarded my newspaper interview to you guys, and you took your sweet-ass time sending me your answers? That was awesome. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Come on, guys.
I don't know, man. What?
I don't even know if I still have that message.
Yeah, I don't either. So send it again. We forgot. Elro says, new quest idea. Fight your evil twin in an office supply store. You could fight shredders, pushy salesmen, and the paperclip from Microsoft Word on the way to the boss fight, where your evil twin has copied himself thrice, making him your evil quintuplets. There could also be rubber band drops, combat items, and make slingshots, glue, continued, sticky fingers effect or slows opponent, and a stapler familiar that bites enemies. Come on, you know you want to. No, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't really want to either.
I was all upset when, in Monkey Island, I lost the staple remover for no reason. Everything you try and use it on, it just says that doesn't have any staples that need removed.
That is one of one of my favorite bits in Full Throttle, is where you get a piece of meat as an inventory item, and whenever you try to use it on something, he says that is not one of meat's many uses.
Wait a minute, is the message actually that doesn't have any staples that need removed?
I don't remember for sure.
Need removed.
Oh.
Staples need removed.
Yep.
Sons of bitches. I'm going to go and beat everyone's ass.
You don't enjoy that construction?
Because it doesn't... What's that?
That construction.
You what, though?
You don't enjoy that?
I got made fun of so much for saying that the yard needs mowed.
Yeah, I say things like that all the time.
And
I always say them whenever I'm trying to be sarcastic.
Yeah, we're making fun of me. People say, I don't know, it's like, oh, what the hell, you talk like a hillbilly. And I just, there's nothing wrong with that construction.
Yeah.
Although, everybody makes fun of me for it, guys. Except for Riff. Riff, you and I, we're going to make a difference. We're going to make it happen.
That's right, brother.
Snazerton says, are we ever going to be able to use some content from before, like the blowguns or Crimboween memos or sticks and rocks? I mean, like, after the particular storyline has passed? Nah, probably not. Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, what's the best current investment in the kingdom? Should I be stocking up on Crimbo stuff? Just wondering. No. Don't stock up on Crimbo stuff. We don't know. We can't see the future. If we could see the future,
sure,
we'd all be millionaires, man.
Yep. Get that sports almanac.
Dude, totally. That's if we could travel to the future.
Or just mail order from it.
Oh, yeah. If we could mail order from
it. Or just prank call to it.
That South Park was... I just don't like South Park anymore. Remember the one that was a giant product placement for the Wii? Remember the one that was a giant product placement for World of Warcraft?
I hope they do a Metroid Prime version of Castlevania for the Wii.
What?
Like, you know how the DS Castlevanias are like the old Metroids. I hope they do a Wii Castlevania.
Like a first-person shooter Castlevania?
Yeah.
All of the 3D Castlevania games have sucked. As far as I know, every 3D Castlevania game that has ever come out has been awful.
The Metroid Prime games are really good, though.
Are they? I guess I played part of the first one, then I quit playing it for some reason, and I don't know why.
I got the second one here if you want to try it.
All right, the Doppelshifter, what's it should be fixed.
Good. Oh, Cyan220 says, I was talking with Archley the other day, and we agreed that by giving each player only a single piece of Crimbo gear each year, it must cause an influx of multis, as many people try to collect the whole set. I can understand you don't want to just give us a whole set, but what about introducing some way to briefly earn the other pieces, aside from the creation of multis to gift farm? Are you planning on doing a JNS day on an alternate day instead of Christmas, or will we just miss that show altogether? I'm probably going to be around on Christmas.
I will, too.
Yeah, I don't really do anything for Christmas. I probably won't
do anything
for
Christmas. My parents are going to be here, but I think our plan is to do most of our festivities on the day before or after.
Yeah.
Due to more things being open.
My wife is, I think, going to be out of town doing something with her family, and I don't know. I mean, I might go see my mom, or my mom might come up here, but there's really no reason that I wouldn't do a radio show on Christmas, so we'll get that. Extreme Carl says, Q-Lu got to level 30 in a disco-banded Oxycore run in 22 days. Is that a big deal?
I don't know.
Jedi Peacekeeper says, greetings. Why did you never put up Crimbo trees in our Clan Rumpus rooms? They wouldn't have to do anything, just spread the Crimbo cheer. Now, that's an interesting idea for next year.
Yeah, or there's still time before the 25th.
I guess we could make it so I don't want to cram more content into this year. We have ideas. If we have ideas now, we should save them.
Yeah.
We're doing that instead of the advent calendar. It could be like there's Christmas, there's presents under it that, you know, every day or whatever.
Be one of those dusty corners.
Yeah. The Deversionizer says, how come the evil teddy bear does not have a goatee? Bears can't have goatees. They have to have...
bear tees.
No, because people have goatees, so bears have platypus tees.
Goats have bear tees, and goats, then bears would have
goats
people
have
tees.
Goats have human tees, yeah.
Humanities? do manatees have humanities?
are there many manatees in the humanities? Amethyst Jewel says, why is it that resting at your campsite no longer prevents you from resting more than you need? It's temporarily removed for the Crimbo event.
Yeah, and in order to do that, you have to be able to rest even if you're full. So just pay attention and try a bit harder next time.
Llamamancer says, why don't the toy space helmet, astronaut pants, toy ray gun, and the toy jetpack form an outfit just to piss off tattoo collectors?
No, because outfits are generally reserved on Crimbo for other things.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't want to add a bunch of new shit.
Outfits are a pain in the ass, too, so we like to add as few of them as possible.
Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be a sleaze-related boss? It could be called something like Ellie the Bondage Queen. I don't get it.
I don't get that either, if that's a reference to something.
Dizia says, hey, great Crimbo item would be the candy cane, K-A-N-E. After you consume it, the word rosebud randomly inserts itself into your chat text, a la Gothy. Walla Walla 23 says, the goat beard description is lacking at best. Hey, you shut up.
I still like the old big rock description.
What's big and rocky?
I think it was just, this is a big rock.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I liked it, too. I wrote it. End of the Wumpa says, represented that there will be an ongoing storyline for guild quests. Any chance of getting this for normal quest line also? Right now the quests are almost completely unconnected.
Possibly. We might come up with something.
Someone else says, when you use a disembodied brain, it says you try to telepathically communicate with it, but it doesn't work. It should work if you have strange mental acuity. No, because that doesn't really make you telepathic, it just makes you telesensitive.
Yeah.
I mean, the brain doesn't know that you're trying to talk to it, so it's not saying anything. Even though you can hear it. Max Van says, what stat determines combat initiative? Is it Moxie? It's primary. Well, I mean, nothing, but the bonus is determined by your primary.
Are we still planning on changing that
to use mist for the bonus only? I don't know. I mean, it seemed like Dev was in favor of it and also said that it wouldn't actually accomplish anything.
Well, might as well
because,
do it
then. You know, the odds of you out misting something are so low. That I don't know, dude. Son of Beckett says, is it bad that I've been referring to whiskey as Jick Juice lately?
Yeah.
I... It has been a long, long time since I had anything to drink. I don't know how that makes me feel. Well, yes, I do. Sober. I was talking to the Pretentious Artist the other day about how I was reading how only like 5 or 10% of people who drink really heavily are even susceptible to the DTs. And I was like, so I don't know if there are any other bad withdrawal effects from alcohol or not. And he was like, well, there's sobriety, which I thought was pretty funny. Adrian Slamshank says, do you call each other by your real names or your KOL names in the office? Also, Jick, how much would it cost to have you deliver a pizza to my house? It depends on how far away you are.
We call Riff due to his request, but I call Jick, Zach. And
yeah, I call everybody
Riff,
by their real names.
Riff
more or less
is my real name.
Yeah. You get mail with his real name on it, and I have to pause for a minute to remember who that is. So I've never called him by his real name, except for the first time that I met him, and he was like, dude, don't do that. It makes me think like you're my dad or something. I don't remember.
A Naked Jew says, did you see Ricky Gervais on The Daily Show last night? That was great. No, I should. It's on my TiVo thing, though.
Who is that?
Ricky Gervais is the boss from The British Office.
Oh, right, right.
They're doing a second season of Extras, which makes me happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Although it was very short, and it pretty much tied up all of its own loose ends, so I don't know where they're going to go with it. Walla Walla 23 says, do you guys tend to create stuff just to throw in a reference, or do you create stuff for gameplay and put references in as you go? It's half and half.
Sometimes we think of a good joke and we build things around it, and sometimes the jokes just sort of flow out of things that we want to do.
Yeah, I think more often, at least for me at least, it's a game thing that I'm writing, and then I try and think of some references that'll fit in there.
Yeah. I mean, usually if I'm, like, making a new zone or whatever, which hardly ever happens anymore, but I'll put stuff in there that, you know, that makes sense and is funny or whatever, and then figure out what it does.
Yeah.
But that's not always what we're doing. You know, a lot of times we'll figure out the way that a quest would work and then figure out how to kind of fill in the gaps with the content. Minor Annoyance says, y'all have said that volleyball-type familiars wouldn't be so overpowered if they didn't go past 20 pounds like originally intended. Why not have diminishing returns after 20? That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. People would still pump them as high as they could, though.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it wouldn't be as...
It would just be sort of an across-the-board nerf for...
Yeah, it really wouldn't change them using it.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's
always going to be better than anything else.
Yeah.
Minor Annoyance says, Jick, last show you said you were on Vicodin. That's what House is on. House rocks! Yeah, you and my mom ought to get together and have a party where you tell me how great House is. One day I'll watch it. Seriously. Poop says, I heard you on an old radio show talking about how your new build script, which removes the necessity for includes and speeds things up. How does that work? Well, instead of having all of our functions in like an include file, we have them in a file that's... like delineated with these comments that say, like, you know, this is where this function starts and this is where this function ends. And then when we're actually writing the code, we put in comments that say, all right, we need this function from the file. And then we run the build script on that code, and it pulls the stuff out of the file and sticks it in a sort of like compiled version of the script that we're running, so that each individual script doesn't have to call
do another include file,
more disk activity. Like, it only has to be read once, because it's equivalent to having include files, but it's the scripts tend to be exactly the size that they need to be, and they don't actually, within reading the file, have to read other files from the disk. So yeah. It's a lot. PHP is terrible on disk access, and so it's that was a
I should
giant
split up
savings.
Basic player sub now that we can do the required thing.
Yeah, that's actually a good point,
because basic player just sort of adds like,
yeah, basic player is
50 kilobytes to the code.
Yep. Hogula says, how would you feel about some sort of ranged / Moxious equivalent to thrust smack / lunging thrust smack, one that guarantees a hit at normal ranged weapon damage and has a chance of blocking your opponent's next attack? What I've been meaning to do for a long time is to put in both a steal and a, like, sniper shot / backstab skill that only Moxie classes get, and that you're allowed to use only if you win initiative. But
sort of like a stealth and backstab.
Yeah, just to replace. Yeah, to replace Moxious Maneuver basically with, and you know, I just we talk about it, and we can't ever get anybody to agree on what it should do. Like whether, you know, it's like everything is either, oh, that's way too powerful and people would do nothing but that, or no one would ever use that ever for any reason whatsoever. And so it's. I don't know.
It's
I mean,
kind of tough to find a balance between something that would be situationally useful and things that would just either suck ass or be overpowered.
Yeah, and there are a lot of things that I think normal players would like, but just the optimizers wouldn't. And I guess I gotta just not care about that.
Yeah, not worry about the optimizers.
Yeah. Because I mean, the way that I was thinking the steel would work is it would like, I mean, I don't even know how much mana it should cost. You know, it would basically be another. It would do another initiative roll, and if you want it, then it just sent you through the monster's item drops at, like, an additional 100% chance of drops. But you didn't get anything else.
Yeah.
All you got was the drops. And so, basically, depending on how much it cost, item farmers would do nothing but that ever. Right? Which, you know, that could be something that we'd look for on.
Yeah, I mean, if we made the MP cost such that it's not completely sustainable, then. Or made it so that if you steal, then you can't get stats from the monster or something.
Oh, you don't. Yeah, that would be the thing. It's like you steal and then run away, so you don't get any stats. You're, you know, end of, you know, your familiar doesn't act or whatever. But see, that's the thing. Like, it might get it to the point where it doesn't make any sense to do it unless the bonus for steel was greater than the bonus afforded by, like, a fully leveled up gravy fairy.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't remember what percentage actually that adds.
I think it's 100%.
For a fully leveled?
I don't know. Someone in dev could probably tell me, right, just off the top of their heads.
But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we keep going around and around and around and can never really settle on anything useful. I mean, I personally, what I wanted to do with backstab and the snipe was, I think we actually kind of came up with something. That backstab would automatically hit, do weapon damage plus bonus damage, and do some de-leveling, maybe.
Maybe it could, like, stun the monster for a turn or two.
Yeah, okay.
Or like, maybe you could sap the monster.
Yeah, a D-level or a stun. Like, you know, it could just be, like, a sneaky clobber or whatever. And then the snipe, what an idea that I thought was interesting, but I just feel like it might be way too powerful, was a thing that automatically hits and just takes half of the monster's hit points. Hmm. Because I don't think that would be all that useful in optimized play, right? Because everything's pretty much relying on one-hit kills anyway. Yeah. But I also don't know that it would be, I mean, it'd probably be too powerful under certain circumstances, you know.
And then we could add combo points and energy, and it'd be great.
Yeah, totally.
We could totally rip it off from World of Warcraft.
But the whole like half the monster's hit points thing, I thought was interesting. I mean, it would make it incredibly powerful, like basementing later on, you know. Mm. But I guess only if you want initiative, and you're so unlikely to win initiative when you're basementing that it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I ought to just fucking write those things and put them into testing and be like, look, this is what they're going to do, and if nobody uses them, nobody uses them. But right now, nobody fucking uses Moxious Maneuver. So it's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it's too powerful to give every Moxie class just an automatic hit attack. I mean, maybe the fact that you have to win initiative is enough to make it reasonable. We'll take breaking. Break.
Break.
Break. Let's see. We're going to do, we got to make sure this bullshit is on auto DJ. I'm going to put some more ween up. How about that? So we'll hear 4 minutes of the Golden Eel, 2:30 of the Mollusk.
Steal stuff from York.
That's King Missile. All
right.
Not ween.
They're close.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then how about waving my dick in the wind? That's good and short. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All right, so we got like 12 minutes of song, and we'll see you in that 12 minutes.
Watching the field.
throne, watching the eagle.
Creatures that live on the land.
we're back. And Xenophobe is back from his run to the convenience store. So now I have delicious Twix, which I, Hogula says, hitting a burly sidekick with a wand of Nagamar should turn his mohawk into a ham walk. I don't know how to respond to that. I think I need a second to mull it over. I really like Twix.
I agree.
Ever since I was a kid, I really, really liked Twix. Just the right amount of cookie, just the right amount of caramel, chocolate, you know, whatever, but yeah. Lord Zelik says, I have an idea about animating the 17 ball. You could make it change to different colors of gray. I mean shades, not colors. Yeah. It'll probably just get the same kind of sparkle as everything else. I need to reload the questions and find where I was. Ask Your Doctor About Levitra says, I love playing this game on very little sleep. It makes it even funnier. For example, I was fighting a blooper and I thought I read this. It lazily floats around making bloop, bloop noises while extending and contracting its testicles. I lolled and then realized that couldn't be what it was supposed to say. I love this game. No, it is testicles. Octoon 5 says, please add right-click boot from clan options to chat. Sometimes you want to boot some evil punk really quickly, and it would be so handy. It's still pretty quick to get into the thing. Stuff. Vash Orion asks if we've ever seen the Jim Henson Mythology shows. They're so MST3K worthy, we're watching them in Mythology, and I can't stop laughing. I've never seen them.
I've never heard of them.
Ah, now my mouth's all watery from this Twix, and I can't talk right. Damn, Twix is good. Hogula says, I know you've often complained about how hardcore PvP has not enough risk and whatnot. How would you feel about making it so that if a PvPer is in hardcore Ronin, when he or she chooses to pick a flower, the chance of actually successfully picking a flower isn't 100%, but instead dependent on the attacker's rank? This would encourage people to get their ranks up, and by extension encourages them to attack harder targets and actually want a good defense. Of course, attacking harder targets equals greater risk of stat losses. It would also give the clubs an admittedly very limited way of hurting people in hardcore PvP by way of rank hits. I don't know. That's
along those lines, somebody suggested recently, or a conversation I saw somewhere, why don't we just let hardcore PvPers attack each other for items?
Multi-abuse.
Yeah. Crap.
And that's why we never did. You know?
Goddamn multi-abusers making everything not fun.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, allowing them to do it for dignity. If you gain stats, you know, you'll just attack one of your multis. I mean, yeah, that's the entire reason you weren't able to do it. Goddamn, Twix is good.
There must be some way we could log it that would be able to spot people doing that and turn them down immediately.
Did you say spot people doing that and go down on them?
No, I did burn them down.
Oh, burn them down. Okay, good, because I don't want to go down on people who are multi-abusers. let's see. You know, there are so many just super low-rank punching bag accounts, too, that people have created and then just left sitting there for months. I do kind of agree that not necessarily... Well, I mean, I guess, yeah.
We could just...
Your hippie stone should get healed after
a while.
Inactivity.
Yeah.
Well.
So that you don't get easy punching bags.
So Grady says, rape, like being kicked in the nuts, is funny when it's not happening to you. No, I think rape is pretty funny when it's happening to you, Grady. Quietus says, why does it cost 50,000 meat to switch between the boys and girls of loathing calendars? Before, switching between them was free. Man, that didn't make any sense. It cost 50,000 to buy either of them, but once you bought either of them, you had both? What kind of nonsense is that?
We have two calendars in our bathroom.
Max Vance says, the pirate that gives you the Spanish flytrap should be a seedy pirate. He'd be seedy because he actually grew it himself from seeds. wall. Aaron says, who was the first player to register who wasn't acquainted with Jack or Mr. Skullhead? I don't know. The oldest one still around is probably Accordion Thief. Tamer of Turtles 6. Huh, I wonder if that guy has any multis.
Let's find out.
Looking. Oh, he's been banned 3 times. Wow, it looks like he, no, that's weird. No, he's not, I don't even know where that is. No, doesn't look like a significant amount of abuse there. I mean, definitely a few multis, but, just based on the sexy Turtles clan. The leader is I'm So Frickin' Sexy. And their website is crazymonkeygames.com. I wonder what that is. Tim Hoff says, where did Linnea place in the Most Evil Hotness contest if Felonia came second? I don't know. Third?
Yeah, third, I guess.
She wasn't in the contest. Nobody had heard of her.
Oh, yeah.
Because we hadn't written her into the lore yet.
Martini Monkey Monkey Bot says, what's with all the chow mein then? No references to cats.
What?
I don't like Broadway musicals. Martini Monkey Monkey Bot also says, a slight modification to the idea of making PMs reset the timeout timer. Add things like MMG messages to it as well, maybe? I don't want event notifications to do it, because then it just wouldn't ever happen to a lot of people. Shinitenshi says, is there something you can do about people who try to scam others out of gift items? Like create a gift bot who would act as a middleman or something? No, the only thing that I can do about people scamming each other out of gift items is to continue to yell at them and say, do not trade gift items for money or other items. They are gifts. If you want to give one to somebody, just give it to them. If you want to get one, ask someone for it, and maybe try being the kind of person who they would be like, oh yeah, I'll give you a gift. You know, you just, sorry, you cannot safely trade gift items for meat. So, getting fucked is the rule rather than the exception. Darth Sara says, what would you do if your weather station told you to expect 110 mile per hour winds? Would you use it as an excuse to try out your bomb shelter? By which, of course, I mean Love Shack.
I would say that April showers would bring compressor power.
If I was told to expect 110 mile per hour winds, I would very quickly go outside and build a windmill. So that I'd have a lot of grain ground into a lot of small pieces. That's what I would do. The Logman says, hey, Jake, how many different candy / food / booze, etc. are there that we can get from the advent calendar? I don't know. I don't remember.
A few.
Binary Star says, look out, there's a freaking ceiling right above you. No, there's not. The Logman says, for NS13, are there going to be any new areas or zones? If so, pray tell how many. No new zones. And no
new
areas.
In fact, we're taking away some of the old ones.
Yeah.
Nobody likes the bat hole, right?
Yeah. And I think Spooky Raven Manor, I was wrong about Spooky Raven Manor. It's not actually cool. I think it should probably go away.
Yeah, the experiment didn't work.
Yeah. And the Logman also says, any idea about what's going to go where the crackpot used to live? If so, any clues for us? No. Crying asks why I can't put the Spooky Raven keys into the Perplexing Door or the Cobb's Knob lab key, for that matter. Oh, I don't know. Narth Vader says, Jick and Co., anything to spill on a new end-of-year trophy? Last year's no pants. Remember Scully's message last year? No. That was me. Waterboo says, about Riff being hot, there are two people I would turn gay for. Samuel motherfucking Jackson and Riff Connor.
Okay, so this is flattering, but it would be more flattering if it wasn't entirely guys that kept saying that.
Wait, you want girls to turn gay because of you?
Okay, I would need to become more specific, but I don't think it's worth the joke.
Blue Rose says, this is a question to all of you on the show tonight. What are your favorite movies? I'm looking for something good to watch. I don't know what my... I used to say that my favorite movie was Edward Scissorhands, but I don't know. I like Edward Scissorhands, and 12 Monkeys is right up there.
My... Two of my top three are always Dark City and To Have and Have Not. But the third one tends to change depending on what I've seen recently.
I don't really have any favorite movies. Watch Office Space again. That's always good.
Casablanca's up there. Memento is always in my top five.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Memento, too.
I kind of saw that as like a novelty thing. Mm. I don't feel like it's rewatchable.
See, I watched it again.
Yeah.
I did, too, and I didn't enjoy it at all.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't actually make it through it the second time.
Maybe it's because I'm a really big fan of noir stuff in general. So the...
Like things that are black?
Black and white.
Oh.
I can't remember the kind of detective-y mysteriness of it was enough to carry it, even though I knew what the twist was, is what I'm saying.
I just have a tattoo fetish. That's why I liked it.
Yeah, okay.
Now what's the name of the, name of the movie?
You just liked it because John G. raped and murdered your wife.
Well, you know.
Yeah, the movie with the time traveling and the boxes and the...
Primer?
Primer, yeah. Primer. That's a good one.
Yeah, Primer.
One good. That you're going to want to watch more than once.
I randomly saw a preview for it the other day.
Really?
It was a preview that made me not want to see it at all. It's a preview that's just the scene where the guy says, you know, are you doing anything important? Because if you'll come with me and do what I say, I'm going to show you the most important thing you've ever seen. Like, that's, to me, that's not much of a teaser. It was on the Independent Film Channel, so maybe they're expecting people to not want a lot of excitement.
I went and read the Wikipedia article on it, and still did not 100% get it, but
yeah,
it made a lot more sense.
I didn't actually 100% read it. Like, I got through, like, you know, the first half or so of all the convolutions, and then I was just like, they're not going to... I wonder if they actually thought all that out when they made the movie, or if that's just...
I don't know.
Hogula says, you should be able to take the Raver Giant's hat by beating him up. Yeah. Okay, what do you call those hats?
I always kind of just thought of them as Cat in the Hat hats.
Giant cat hat. Stoatlad says, the Atomic Vector Plotter does not appear on the add items to DC list. Is this intentional?
Huh.
I don't think it's actual.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like anything that we would have done. I'll look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's a quest item or something. No. Glebe says, stop forgetting to push things to the live servers. You stop forgetting to push things to the live servers, Glebes.
Yeah. So there.
Eek, there's a lure in my dupe, says, the effect description for Dreams and Lights no longer makes sense since it can be obtained from the chocolate. Oh, it does too. The fairy is two maidens.
What?
Because Wormwood gives you Dreams and Lights because the green fairy is two maidens.
Okay.
Because she's not actually a virgin, so she's two maidens instead of just one. Dive Vernon says, will you get fewer adventures from the evil chocolate if you eat a fancy chocolate first? Basically, do they count together or separately? They count together. Preenyqueezer says, whoever came up with the Gourd Core trophy concept is a right bastard. I suspect, though, that in another few days, I'll be even more pissed off at whoever thought up the Golden Meat Stack trophy. I think Hot Stuff was the Gourd Core genesis, and GMS, I think, was mine. So, lol. Deathless Assassin says, there are 10 leaf clovers, but no 11 leaf closers? Clovers? Clutters? Lucifer Shadowmere says, question for Jick and company. What ties does NS13 have to the gang Mara Salvatrucha or MS13? None at all. Never heard of it.
Would it be mean of me to make fun of the name Lucius Shadowmere?
Lucifer Shadowmere.
Lucifer Shadowmere.
Yes, but go ahead. You could ask him if he wants to play...
I was just thinking...
Polaris. Maledicta says, have you ever looked up the UD, the Urban Dictionary definition for jickball? There wasn't one last time I checked.
Oh, that little bastard cat. I'll be right back.
To jickball is to fuck the clit. I see.
Okay, yeah, you got it.
In the game of jickball, I still, this is my favorite definition of jick. And it's 39 votes up, 80 down. Which makes me angry, because I don't want it to go away. In the game of jickball, the jick is the player currently in fourth place out of four. The jick must retrieve the goddamn from the Jesus Christ. And that's still just my favorite. And also, any chance that you can implement a hairy banjo item somewhere in the game, and then links to the Cyanide and Happiness. I read almost the entire Cyanide and Happiness archive while I was sick, and I'm just... I feel the same way about that as I feel about having read the entirety of Sexy Losers. It's like,
oh,
I mostly just did it because I wanted it to be over.
I read, not the entire archive, but a lot of Goats today or yesterday.
See, I read Goats for a couple of years when it was first out, and I read the entire archive, but then they like, did this thing where they stopped updating until people donated or something, and then I stopped going there every day and just never went back.
Start reading it again, starting with the story arc called Space Wizards, because that's when he started, like, taking it, and instead of being kind of a gag-a-day kind of thing, he started this really elaborate, overarching plot with all, like, cross different dimensions and all this crazy elaborate stuff, but it turned out really good.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Lore still likes it, so I guess it might still be good.
Yeah, it got mentioned on the Metafilter or somewhere recently, so I went and had a look.
I used to really like it, but then I don't know. Like, I don't feel like I got pissed off at the donations thing, you know? But it was just, I don't know. It just, the fact that they stopped updating made me stop looking at it, and I never went back.
Yeah. That's probably about when I stopped reading it. The first time, too.
Who is on after us? I guess it's supposed to be Merrick again, so he'll check in one of these days. Let's see. I also read all of those comics on XKCD or whatever it is. I don't know what that's actually called.
I think it's, XKCD.
It's just XKCD.
Yeah.
I think that... Make me a sandwich. Make your own sandwich. S-U-D-O, make me a sandwich. Okay. Is just one of the best comics ever.
I had to look it up to get it, but once I had, I was...
It's good that it maintains its funny even when you have to look it up.
Yeah.
Because, boy. Robot Man says, you may have seen this, but there should be a gorilla chest vest dropping in the haunted bedroom. +5 muscle, +3 moxie, and damages monsters on a critical because it's possessed. I don't get it. LOTE says, and I actually like this idea a lot. Hey, can you make the familiar picture appear next to the combat text when the familiar does something? That would be really cool. I actually very much like that.
It does work that way sometimes, just not for everything.
Does it? When they go up a level, I guess.
No.
It's
not when they go up a level. That's unless that was changed very recently.
I'm having trouble remembering what it is that does it, but I'm sure there is at least a situation where it shows the familiar picture.
I think that's actually something I might do, because I kind of like. I would kind of like it if everything had an icon next to it. Like, I was sort of just, like, using icons for when you gain strength and stuff. Like, would be interesting. Because I like how, you know, when you get an item, the item picture comes up. When you get some meat, the meat picture comes up.
Well, the thing is if we used pictures for the strength and stuff, we'd lose the substat word jokes. We know where it's always a different subset name.
Oh, no, it would also say it. Oh. It would say exactly what it says now, but it would just have an icon next to it. I don't know what the icons would be. Oh, Merrick must have heard me because he's checked in now. Not that it was a big deal. Deadly Dusk says, the toy ray gun is a one-handed weapon. Why can't I use it as an offhand item when I have the double fist skill?
It's marked the only one because it's kind of powerful. I didn't want people to be able to use two at once.
Well, all right.
You can use a different ranged weapon that's one-handed.
Arbitrary Alliteration says, any comments on the Microsoft XNA Game Studio? I'd like to comment that I have no idea what it is.
Sounds like some sort of knockoff of TNA. I don't know what the X stands for, though.
Xbox and ass?
Yeah. Basically, it's the studio that produces the Dead or Alive beach volleyball games.
That's Jigglypuff Studios.
All right.
And then he says, hey, guys, if you had a magic PHP time machine, what are three things you would change in KOL from the beginning?
No volleyballs.
Not no volleyballs, but volleyballs maybe one-third as powerful as they are.
Yeah.
Even then, they'd
meat
still...
Meat tax in the mall.
Yeah, meat tax in the mall.
I would say the third thing would be unique items, although that would be kind of...
I mean, but the thing is that we had that in the beginning.
Oh,
and no closet is one thing that I would change, because it just sort of bothers, like, there's no reason for the closet to exist.
Especially now.
Yeah. I wonder what people would think if we got rid of it.
We just got rid of it completely.
Just got rid of the closet. Yeah.
I still use it sometimes. I use it myself some.
No, fine.
I mean, like, well, in World of Warcraft, you're limited in space, whereas this game, you're not.
I mean, it's handy to have somewhere like that that you can put...
I mean, the closet went in when there was inventory limits. So, I mean, that's what it was for.
Well, it's handy to have somewhere that you can put meat that you don't want to accidentally spend, or if you
want to
keep
so many
of a particular item without for later without risking accidentally using it now. Or
I do really wish that I had, in World of Warcraft, somewhere to put gold aside.
So that way it wasn't looking at me telling me to spend it.
Yeah, I mean, if you could put gold in the bank.
Yeah.
Which, you know. Oh, hey, welcome to the bank, place where we'll let you put anything except currency. That's not how my bank works.
It's not a bank, it's just a series of safe deposit boxes. Each slot is another deposit box. That's why they cost so goddamn much to get more.
Lilith says, roses are free for Rift, please. I'll go out on roses are free. I don't know why that's for Rift. Arbitrary Alliteration says, I got my weekly issue of Time Magazine, and there was an interview with Dakota Fanning. For some reason, I immediately thought of this show. Thanks for invading my life, guys. Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for breaking our cow lamp.
Anaka Juice says, the freeware platformer called N is awesome.
Oh, yeah, I've played
that. Is that really difficult game with the ninja?
Yeah.
I don't like that game.
I was impressed by it, but I couldn't play it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's the thing. I got to imagine it's not a bad game, but it's a game that I'm terrible at.
Yep.
Jamaican Castle says, would one of your Game Boy games feature the puppy mill? Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah, because it'd be like Nintendoogs, only...
Nintendroogs?
You take other Nintendoogs and grind them up to feed your demons that you're racing in chariots against other demons.
They run on puppies.
You actually wirelessly invade other people's DSs and kill their Nintendogs.
Somebody reverse engineers the Nintendogs.
That would be awesome.
Six.
You have to find out their enemy code. Anaka Juice says, Predator versus Murderer, the Gizmos and Gadgets edition. MechMaster621 says, thanks a lot for giving us the Yuletide Troll. I find it to be the best familiar thus far in the game. I hope to see more awesome hybrid familiars. A pickle/volleyball would win. Yeah, we didn't ever do another attack / volleyball hybrid.
Yeah.
Huh. A Kravator Templar says, "Nice to see you in the latest issue of The Escapist." Wow, I didn't know that we were in The Escapist.
Did we hit The Escapist? Wow.
We were also in a PC World article for the top 15 ways to waste time on the internet, but it was on in the article for fucking RuneScape, as just sort of an aside mention. That really made me angry.
Eh, whatever. I mean, RuneScape is bigger than us, you know?
But it's also 10 times shittier.
But, yeah, well, right, okay, but so is Neopets, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't make Neopets less likely to be in magazine articles than us, you know? I mean, see, that's the thing. I don't think anybody would have thought it was at all weird if we had been a tangential note in a paragraph about Neopets. Mm. You know, or if you're not a retard, try Kingdom of Loathing. I mean, that's kind of...
I mean, how did they describe it? So, all right,
they describe this as a low-tech, sarcastic version of RuneScape.
So, yeah. I don't know. I just don't like being mentioned in the same breath as RuneScape because RuneScape is a pile of shit.
Yeah. Looks like the article
this is interesting. Like, I'm excited to be in The Escapist.
I've never even heard
of it. Whoa, it's by the guy...
Alan Varney. He did the most recent volume of Paranoia.
Hmm. Okay, wait. I thought it was by the guy who does that MMOG chart thing, but it's totally not. Weird. They talk about Neopets. I'm gonna talk about RuneScape too.
Kingdom of Loathing is a simple browser-based fantasy adventure in which players spend turns to fight monsters and fulfill quests. The difference is in the tone. The art is ridiculously simple stick figures, monsters and items are full of pop culture references, and terrible puns abound. There's a fallen archdevil, and the level 9 quest takes place in the Orc Chasm. Players have created over 1 million characters.
Yeah, I guess the implication here is that all of these games are bigger than EverQuest. Hmm. Boutique MMOs.
We were bigger than The Sims Online like 2 years ago.
Yeah. I think we were way bigger than Auto Assault ever got like the first couple weeks that the game existed. That made me so angry. Auto Assault should not have sucked as much ass as it sucked. And I just don't know why you would produce something that was that bad. I don't understand why anyone would make that game. I mean, it's gotta be some kind of, like, Anarchy Online situation where the publisher made him do it early.
Yeah, because it seems like it'd be an easy win. All you have to do is take the customizability of Car Wars and add it to the gameplay of Carmageddon. And what more do you need?
Well, first of all, it's a game where you're fighting in cars, and your car's not really customizable. I mean, there are just things like, there's a fucking level 5 quest that the reward is a weapon that you can't use until level 8. Which, what the fuck? Like, that's why I say I just don't understand why anyone would produce that piece of crap. It just seems like something went wrong. It seems like, all right, guys, we're working on a game, and then somebody came in and, like, knocked them all unconscious, fucked the game up, and published it. Like, wow, that's neat. I'm excited to be in The Escapist. It makes me wish that it was a real magazine.
And we're not mentioned with RuneScape and them. We're mentioned together with... Urban Dead and Travian and...
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I don't really like Urban Dead, but they're definitely higher...
higher quality and more...
Brain content. Than
more
RuneScape.
Validly similar to us than we are to RuneScape.
Yeah, what's weird, though, is that I was hoping that there would be more games in this category than
that you never heard of
than I already knew about. Yeah, because it's like I fucking want some games to play. Like, I'm kind of burned out on Nexus War. I haven't, like, when I got sick, I couldn't play it on my Mac, and so I didn't play for 3 or 4 days, and then I just haven't gotten back into the habit of playing my turns every day, which I don't know. Maybe I'll pick it back up. And Naked Juice says, I can't believe you just used the word heuristic. I also can't believe Xenophobe's real name is Greta. Istanbul says, are you sure it was trans or Z? Are you sure it wasn't nothing?
I wonder if Panda Z is a direct parody of that.
Di Vernon says, you can make an item 13 out of 10 black pixels and 2 white pixels. Man, that would piss people off. Oh, I... Did you get the record player in the Castlevania game?
Yeah, I haven't got all the records.
I only found one of the records. It just randomly... I was so fucking angry when I found out that one of the things that you have to get all of the sub-weapon spell skills for the girl drops off something in the fucking Den of Evil.
Yep. He also drops a record, actually.
That's the one record I got was when I was fucking... And I don't think... I think I fucking had to reload and play through it again to get... At least it was quick to kill him. Like, I got to the point where I could kill him with a single thousand blades, and then if you suspend the game
and then
go in again, it dumps you back into the room with the same thing. But even then, it's like, all right, I finally got the goddamn thing, and now I have to make sure and survive, you know, these, like, 5 additional boss fights to actually get to keep it.
No, because you can, you just have to get... back to the right side of the corridor and pop into
the but he's in the first room on one of the loops that's hard.
Yeah, that's true. Like What I just used a magic ticket is what I did.
I should have gotten. I didn't know you could buy magic tickets in the store. Mm-hmm. I thought the only way you could get it was to drop from those red axe armors, which that pisses me off a lot less because I'm like, you know, the only way you can get it is from this thing that's nearly impossible to kill.
Yeah, that would
and also good. It's kind of useless. But no, that's a good point. It never occurred to me that you could use the magic ticket inside the Den of Evil. Does it reset it when you go back in, then?
Your map stays.
Well, right, but
so
I mean,
you can just you can.
But you have to start. You have to start the new loop. You have to start the loop again.
You have to start the last loop you started. Yeah. From whatever the deepest blue room you were in was.
Shaggy Shags. Yeah, combat item a bob-omb.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
We could make it, like, a couple of black pixels and maybe one or two white pixels for the eyes.
Wanderer 202 says, I'm glad to see that I am not the only person on the planet who's played Out of This World. No, of course not. I feel like everybody has kind of played it, but I don't know anyone who owned it or was good at it.
There is another one, wasn't there? Wasn't there another game that was very similar, if not directly connected? In some way?
Yeah, I think there was. There was a sequel to it by the same guy, I think. That kind of evolved into the Oddworld games. Really? I feel like those work. I mean, I feel like that's a modern game that is exactly the same style of game as that game. Because you don't really have, like, life or anything. I mean, it's just a bunch of puzzles.
I think that I read somewhere that guy, like, it was one guy that did everything in that game.
Yeah.
Like, all the art and coding and music and sound and just everything was one guy.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
It also makes it so you can kind of forgive a little bit of those things with less polish on them, too. I mean, it's... Istanbul says, both muscle classes get combat skills, both mist classes get combat spells, disco bandits get to D-level, but accordion thieves have no edge when it comes to fighting the naughty sorcerers. Are there plans to give them something better to fight the sorcerers with? As it is, since the NS debuffs you and all accordion thief skills are buffs, I can imagine how somebody who chose accordion thief as their first class would never defeat the naughty sorcerers. Yeah, I mean, we made sure it was possible. It's possible with regular attacks to beat her using the right items. I mean, there are tons and tons of items that do nothing but D-level.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is equivalent.
You just have to know which ones to use and how many.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it takes some experimentation to do it, but it's definitely possible.
Yeah. Putinescu says, broken sword gives resistance. No. Maybe it does. Jamaican Castle says, you need hazmat somewhere in the game. Well, the penguins work in the Grimacite site of hazmat. I wonder if it's time to discontinue those and replace the auctions with something else.
Maybe.
Or the raffle. I mean, putting new items in there would renew the meat sinkiness of it pretty comprehensively. Just announcing that we were going to stop.
it's probably going to improve.
Yeah, and getting rumors, flying that we're going to stop. I mean, because the idea was for that to be an ongoing thing. I mean, I didn't want the Grimmicide stuff to last forever. I want the Raffle House to last forever, but...
Yeah. The Rafflecopter House.
Yeah. Maybe they need to mine deeper into the desert and
find some other sort of mystical made-up ore.
A vein of
fish. Butter.
A vein of four fish. A vein of butter.
Are the four fish, do they have four scales or foreskin?
Yes.
And when you rub them, they inflate like puffer fish?
Open Arms says, I would like it if you added a Crimbo tree / menorah that you could buy for your clan. That way there'd be more content this year. Co678 says, how come you never get to save a princess? I don't know. Because there aren't any princesses that need saving.
They're all in different, in other castles.
Yeah.
None of them are on the Kingdom of Loathing.
Why don't you have a Blizzard, StarCraft, Warcraft, Diablo-related area? Well, because, I don't know.
We already borrow enough from them.
Yeah. Maledictus says, how about an ultra-rare item that teaches a really ass-kicking hardcore perm skill? Perhaps untradeable, perhaps not, but I still like the idea. Yeah, we were going to do an ultra-rare that gave you a skill.
Boy, that'd be really popular. For various definitions of the word popular.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hot Stuff wanted to do the Tome of Barbed Wire Fence summoning.
That would be so great.
Jamaican Castle says, clearly a candy cane would have a Command and Conquer reference. Yeah.
Spell it C-A-I-N-E. It's like peppermint heroin.
That's in the... That's one of the drinks in the Crimbo Cafe from last year. Yeah, candy cane. You don't have any new ideas that Mr. Skullhead didn't already have last year?
And there are no new ideas. Shakespeare did them all.
Arkham says, for that Moxie class steel idea, you could create unique items for each monster that's equivalent to a minor buff or one or two fullness drunk item or a small combat item.
Yeah, if we put in the steel mechanic, that pretty much obligates us to put in things that you can only get from stealing.
Yeah.
Like other RPGs.
Yeah, but I mean, not a unique item for every monster.
No. But, you know, some monsters would have, the trinket of ultimate kleptomania that would, you can only get from stealing or whatever.
Alphonse says, have you ever thought of making KOL into a 3D RPG? No.
No. I'm surprised that still gets that.
The new animation, the animation from the beginning of the documentary is fucking awesome, though.
Yeah, I really like it.
I love how, dramatic it is.
Yeah. Co678 says, will KOL ever have colors added? Will you ever remake the entire game, like a sequel, sort of? Probably not.
Boxing gloves on.
Neither of those. Shockwave says, have the hardcore item stealing become item smashing instead? Oh, in PvP. Professor Tank says, just a reminder that they're turning off the sun in 2,189 days, approximately 6 years. Is that when the Aztec calendar ends?
December 22nd, 2012. Hmm. Or 21st, depending on where you read it.
Vlad Slipshank says, death keeps kicking my ass on Portrait of Ruin. Got any tips? I don't remember. I remember just beating the death fight with weapons and holy lightning, the holy lightning dual crush I used on most of the boss fights to begin with. You what?
I haven't tried him yet.
Yeah, you have. The first death fight.
Oh, the first death fight.
I'm assuming that's the one he's talking about. It is tricky. I mean, and also buy a lot of potions. All of the boss fights until I beat all the quests, which it sucked that beating all the quests required beating everything in the Den of Evil, which is nothing but goddamn boss fights. But, all of the boss fights were really difficult for me until I got the, last skill. The reward for beating all the quests is a ring that basically gives you unlimited mana if you're willing to wait a couple seconds. And then the reward for getting all of, I think, what is it? No, it's the reward for beating the Den of Evil. Gives you this this dual crush attack that does like 1500 damage to everything on the screen. Which, yeah, that's what I use for every fight after that. And all the boss rush runs too. Rickett says I use my closet to avoid accidentally using, say, a barbed wire fence. Yeah, I know people use it. Momoka says, why are containers going to go poofies in the future? What's the harm of some useless toy for bug meters? I don't really care, just curious. Because it's a useless toy, but it's one that it requires the existence of an entirely separate equipment slot, you know, like, and it's, I don't want it there. Magnanimous says, closet also reduces page loads for inventory pages. I guess that's true. Preenyqueezer says, a low-level quest reward that you can't use until a much higher level? Guess you guys have never heard of the Batskin Belt. Shut up. Necrophage says, I think I asked this last time. Chick said he was looking for web games to play, but I don't remember hearing it. Red, have any of you tried Genaria? And links to Genaria.net. No names, no slogans, just RPG. Hey, that's a slogan! And there is also a name. There's one player online right now. Whoa. They're doing a reset.
Well, that sounds like a really good idea. We should do it.
Yeah, it's not exactly a reset. You get all your XP and silver refunded.
Multi-abuse policy. I wonder if these people have ever played KOL. Ooh. You cannot interact in any way with any account ever.
decent policy.
Whoa, the engine...
If he thinks he can enforce it.
The engine is released under the GPL. I wish that I could see, screenshot or something. Yeah, I don't know. I'll maybe take a look at this game. But I don't know if I'll remember to take a look at it or not.
I'd like to... Hello. See something about what it's about on the front page before I have to sign up an account.
LOTE says, hey, the doppelshifter appears in combat when it changes, but that's the only time. I think it'd be cool if the picture appeared whenever the familiar acted. Yeah, I like that idea, and it's probably... I could probably pretty easily just make a function that took some text and returned... Because your current familiar's graphic is in the session, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, it'd probably fuck it up for the doppelshifter stuff, but
we already pull information about that anyway with query, so it's not that big of a deal.
That's right. I could always code around it, but no, that's probably something I'll do. It'll be a lot of work because it'll basically be finding every time that any familiar acts I went through and I rewrote all the code for all the combat familiars not too long ago. And made it a lot more consistent and a lot more compact. So it won't be nearly that bad. We're about out of shits, and we're also about out of giggles. Necrophage says, most of the devs and a good number of the players are current or ex-KOLers. I can show you plenty of screenshots or other info if you want to contact me off-air. I'll take a look. Shockwave says, for the last half hour, your discussions have been named Waving My Dick in the Air on Winamp. Yeah. Ooh, ah. It's Waving My Dick in the Wind, also. I'm going to see if Merrick is ready. Nope, he's away from his computadora.
Compoopa.
Raw Maniac says, Jick, think we can ever get a Simpsons spoof Santa's Helper familiar? It'd be like a greyhound. All right, Merrick is ready. I'm going to find the... What was the song that Lilith wanted to go out on? Roses are free. All right. I'm supposed to play this for Riff, even though Riff's not going to be able to hear it because it's just on these headphones. All right. Yeah, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Take it deeper, deeper, and put it on the tree.